Also marking the Trump administration's one-year anniversary are the organizers of dozens of protests held in Philadelphia during that time. The protests have been aimed at everything from pressuring Trump to release his tax returns to resisting his travel ban. WHYY's Bobby Allen checked in with some of the organizers to see what's in store for 2018.
After being sworn in a year ago, Donald Trump addressed the crowd on the National Mall in Washington.
Together, we will determine the course of America and the world for many, many years to come.
Nine days later, thousands of demonstrators clogged Philadelphia's airport protesting Trump's travel ban. The mass showing came a day after word spread that a Syrian family of six with green cards were detained there and sent home. Blanca Pacheco helped organize the protest with the New Sanctuary Movement. It's an interfaith immigrant rights group. Here's what she learned following the huge airport turnout.
After protests, if people don't have a role to play in the movement, then it just dies there.
Pacheco says her group had trouble getting some of those who came out to the airport to also show up to grassroots and lower profile campaigns.
Like doing some voter engagement, educate and develop new organizers that will be able to stand up.
One of the most impressive turnouts in Philadelphia was the Women's March last year, which drew more than 50,000 people. Organizer Emily Cooper Moore says she expects Saturday's second Women's March to be even bigger. She says increased attention to sexual harassment, including Roy Moore's failed U.S. Senate bid in Alabama after he allegedly pursued teenage girls in his 30s, is fueling a huge boost in turnout.
Between, you know, the Harvey Weinstein expose and the Me Too hashtag, that really regalvanized some emotions in a lot of us, and also the election in Alabama.
On top of planning the Women's March, which she says has basically been like a second full-time job, Cooper Morris has also been increasingly helping women get politically involved in other ways.
There are forms of resistance that aren't measured by large staged protests. There are people that are more involved with their Democratic committees. There are women running for office in record numbers.
Also keeping an eye on the Trump administration in 2018 will be Philadelphian Henry Sias. He's the co-chair of Liberty City LGBT Democratic Club. He says the big protests of 2017 have helped create alliances.
A lot of people met at those protests and grew to know each other's concerns at those protests and learned how much they had in common, even though ostensibly they were working in different ways and in different directions.
Sias ran for judge in Philadelphia and lost. He's not giving up, though.
People should run for office. Find a way to get involved. That would be the main lesson I've learned, because we really can't do this as a spectator sport. Everybody has to pitch in.
But Cooper Morse, the Women's March organizer, says many activists have talked to her about what she calls resistance fatigue. It's hard to fight back against every action President Trump takes, and she says it's easy to feel defeated. Saturday's demonstration, however, will maybe be just what protesters need, a new jolt of energy.
I think that 2018 is the year of women. I think that the Women's March in 2017 was just the beginning, the genesis of the next version of a true woman's movement.
She says 55,000 people have expressed interest in marching this time. Bobby Allen, WHYY News.